Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP AMA coming up in just a couple of minutes. You ask, we answer. Also, your chance to win $1,000 after this phone call. Let's go to the phone lines. Phillies, Eagles, Sixers, Flyers, literally all four on the table. Two lose last night, one wins. The Eagles still haven't named Jalen Hurts to start, or what to make of that. Let's go to Anthony, who's with us. Anthony, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's up, guys? Let me get a speakerphone real quick.
You got it, Anthony. All right, talk to me, man. What do you got, Anthony?
Can you hear me?
Yep, go ahead.
What's up? I'm just going to say first time, long time.
Thank you.
Richie, I'm a big fan of yours. My dad is always like, you see how he's still bleeding? That's how you should be. I'm like, Dad, the coach will probably take me out. He's like, ah, screw the coach.
Wow. But, he's hardcore.
Yeah, man, big fan. Seltzer, best producer. I listen to Bird's radio all the time.
Thanks, man.
Is that where the compliments end?
Joe, I just want to say, like, I pretty much listen here for, like, comic relief. Like, you're funny as hell, and I know your sports, but man, like, how have you watched Titanic that many times?
Oh, I love Titanic, man.
Great question.
Love it.
It's a long
movie. But like, I said to my sister's friend one time, she's like, I saw it five times. I'm like, Jesus, you wasted that much time in your life watching that movie?
Yeah.
No, I've a lot more wasted time.
I gotta give you some credit, Joe. I just went out on my own and I got my own company, and I got this big job, and as soon as I got back in the car, I was like, yes! Let's go! Yes!
Yeah! Good stuff. All right, Anthony, what do you got on the Eagles, man?
That's the Hurts thing. I kind of see both sides, because if I get you shouldn't name him a starter. But if you do, you kind of already got that. He's probably already got that in his head. I don't know if he's going to slack off in training camp or Flacco said, you know, he wants to compete, so if he gets, you know, and then if somebody gets hurt, I don't know. And it's like, you got to.
I really think, Anthony, they're just trying to protect themselves, and they don't want to have egg on their face, so they pivot to a different quarterback,
right,
which I really believe is still possible. I really believe that. Anthony, give me what you got here, a famous movie quote.
All right, I'm going to do my best impression. Hopefully it's better than any one of yours. I'm going to make them an offer. He can't
refuse. Yeah, problem is you're doing an impression of something Seltzer said earlier today. So you're 2 hours late to the
really?
Party. Yeah.
Oh, man.
You can bring that.
Say hello to my little friend.
There you go. Yeah. Good pivot. Right. Very good pivot. Anthony, thanks for the phone call. All right, let's give you a chance right now to win $1,000. We do this at the start of the 12 o'clock hour every day on our show. Your chance right now to win $1,000 by texting the word CAB to 72881. Text the word CAB to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide texter is going to win $1,000. Another chance to win $1,000 at this very time tomorrow on our show, noon tomorrow. Also later today at 1 o'clock and every day on WIP for a six-week stretch, 8 a.m., noon, 1 p.m., 3 p.m., and 4 p.m. It's all powered by BetQL. Let BetQL's proven data and analytics help you become a better. Download the BetQL app today. All right, AMA, we do it every Wednesday at this time. And AMA today, sponsored by Dell Technologies. Let's hit it with AMA. All right, I said earlier, what do people want to know? Seltzer, What do people want to know from us today?
All right, let's dive in. A great question on Twitter from Bad News 80. Bad News asks, "What?" I can't wait to hear your answer, Joe. What is the oldest piece of technology that you still use? He says, for example, a VCR, a record player, something like that.
Yeah, definitely a turntable record player.
You use it?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I have one plugged in, and I'll put records on every once in a while. Not often, but once in a while.
You know, so I'd love to say that. I really don't use that. I mean, my mom has one, but I don't use it. You know, for me, it really doesn't go that far back. I think it's probably only about 30 years. I still use my original Nintendo console. But I mean, I use a VHS player, but it was literally purchased in 2000.
That still counts, though. VCR counts.
I mean, if you're saying, if you're saying a VCR because
that's old technology,
it harkens back.
Yeah.
But I mean, that particular one was purchased in 2000.
I can't believe you still use a VCR.
You purchased a VHS player in 2000. Well, I didn't think they made them in 2000.
Yeah, the all-in-one. Yeah, the TV.
You still have a TV that has a VCR in it?
100%.
What?
Yeah.
You know they make, like, really nice TVs these days, man.
Yeah, but they don't come with the I can't put the old tapes in.
I know. It comes with the high definition and
all-in-one. Very easy.
So you don't watch high-def sports when you watch high-def?
No, I do. I'm saying at my mom's house,
Okay. There
is that.
Gotcha.
And I use it when I'm there.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Man. So do you go out there sometimes with the express purpose of going to watch VHS tapes?
Well, yeah. I mean, because I have all my old movies. I got my Cocktail. I got Titanic. I got Star Wars. I got
They're
Rocky.
All available,
I got
man.
Rocky. But I have the old commercials.
Oh,
do you take tapes with you when you take clothes
you
to mom's house? Do you take tapes to watch movies while she's washing your stuff?
No, they're there.
He doesn't have.
Let me put it this way. I have Rocky II. That was on CBS. I value the old commercials.
But
CBS.
Why?
Where Dick Vermeil, in a commercial break, is doing a CBS sports break in the middle of Rocky II, talking about the Patriots-Jets playoff game from 1985.
That is kind of cool.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Hey, it's cool to see once. Like, when you want to watch Rocky II 75 times, like, Joe, you've seen the commercial 75 times. I think it's a lot less cool.
Next question.
Yeah.
You are something else. All right, good one from the text line. If you had to choose a current Philly athlete to host the show with, who would it be?
It's got to be Embiid.
Joel is the first that comes to mind.
To
but Jason Kelce would
be
an awesome
first.
One.
See, that was the first one that came to my mind.
Listen, Kelsey's up there. Brandon Graham's up there.
Yeah.
But it's got to be Embiid. I mean, it has to be. It just has to be. But those other ones would be great as well.
All right, here's a fun one from the text line. Joe, if you had to pick one Phillies player from your lifetime to get a hit with your life on the line, who would you take? They say it doesn't need to be a home run, just a hit.
If it's just a hit.
Just need a little single, Joe.
If it's just a hit, then I think I got to take Chase Utley. I mean, I'd have to look who's got the highest batting average in my lifetime. But as far as pure hitter, and I just need a hit, I would say Chase. Look, he got more, I mean, higher batting average than Schmitty, higher batting average than Rollins. If we're talking just my lifetime, yeah, Chase. Sure.
Jim Eisenreich in there?
Oh, he
what a bad guy.
Hey,
he batted 363 one year.
He was a tremendous hitter.
I wonder if Alec Bohm will become that guy in the next 5 years.
I like that.
Could be. I also like having Chase as a
lefty.
He's
impressive.
Give me a lefty versus a righty pitcher.
All right. Richie, Michael Morrow, good question on Facebook. He asked, Richie, what's the history behind your number 40 when you played?
By the way, I should have said Pete Rose, maybe.
You should have said Pete Rose.
Now that I see, I was so young when Rose was here. But maybe Rose. Yeah, I think I got to go Rose over Chase.
Yeah.
I reversed my decision. All right, John, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
40. 40 was I loved the number 40. And I was 40 in high school at Michigan, Stanford, and in Oakland. And then it was retired here. But the reason I was 40 initially was I was the only 10th grader playing on the varsity team. I got last pick. It was the only back number that was big enough to fit over my shoulder pads.
Good Lord.
So I got 40, and I justified it at the time. Mike Richards, you know, I grew up a huge fan of my high school football team. Mike Richards was a good running back once upon a time in, like, 1983, who also wore 40. So I was trying to carry on the tradition of Mike Richards at the time.
Well, I guess you outclassed him.
Well, I did all right, and I loved the number 40.
Okay.
Yeah, he ended up in the NHL anyway.
So. I was thinking that, too. All right, fun
one on the text line for you, Joe. I like this question. Ask me anything. We all know Joe has never had a pet, but if he did or will in the future, what would you name your non-existent pet?
You don't exist. I wouldn't do it.
Aww.
No pet. No pet.
Why, man?
Why? Are you really that dead set against it?
No interest.
Really?
Zero. I have no. I don't care to take care of a pet.
How's that possible?
I don't.
It is weird, right? I mean,
yes. It's like a human.
It's called man's best friend for a reason.
It's a human compulsion. Like I've watched three human beings, my children, they all want to just bring pets in.
No.
If you're human, you want a pet.
The dog smells. It's going to slobber. It's going to lick. I don't need it. It's going to drool. It's going to want me to throw a ball at him and it runs. I have no interest in that. I don't want the turtle. I want to be able to leave on the weekends and not have to, hey, can you mind my pet?
You don't have to. You can pay someone to take care of
it. Get a fish.
Yeah, I don't want to have to pay someone. I don't have to drop it off at a kennel. I don't want the pet. The pet's name would be You Do Not Exist because the pet would not
get
exist.
Get a cat.
It sucks, man. No. You're the one missing out. This is
I think so,
a
Joe.
Huge loss for you.
I'm very
having dogs is one of the great things that I've
you'll
ever
done. You'll never
in my life.
I agree. You'll never have a pet as long as you live.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, there's very little that bugs me more than when I go to someone's house, non-corona times, and the dog is like barking. The dog's banging into you like one of those.
Don't
big,
come to my house. One
of those, are you afraid of dogs?
I used to be.
I used to be. Yeah.
No,
so when did that stop?
Well, I'm just more annoyed now.
What made it stop? If you were once afraid of dogs, why are you not
now? Well, I would be afraid of a dog if it was out in the open and I'm in the open, like it's an open field.
Man,
I would be afraid. But I'm saying it's someone's house. And then the person, if you're in their house, you know, and,
afraid.
You know, you're with a friend and they're like, oh, never mind. You know, the dog like crashes in your leg five times, slobbers on you. And the person's like, never mind him. No, but I do mind him. You can't tell me never mind him. I do mind him.
Joe, they just want love, man. They just want love.
Hey, look for someone else for that love, not me. And with that, we shut it down. Now, my rule.
You were that kid. One of my goals as a father is to not have my kid be that kid.
Well,
the kid that's afraid. Of
John,
the dog when they go to someone's house.
John, you don't understand, and I guarantee psychologists, sociologists, whoever they would be, could do a study and probably have done a study on when a child, I mean a one-year-old and a two-year-old and a three-year-old, is around dogs as vicious as the three dogs that live next to me. They were so vicious. They barked so excessively. Mm. They scared. I mean, I don't remember it. 6 months, 12 months, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. They scared the hell out of me.
Ah.
Two German shepherds and a dog at the other neighbor. And they were vicious. So, yeah. And then one of my brothers, his knee got, hit pretty bad by a different dog that bit him in the neighborhood. So from a very early age, yes, I was afraid of dogs.
Bad dog experiences.
Yes.
I had a bad dog experience. I'm not afraid of dogs.
You did.
Well, you were an adult.
I had a really bad one.
You weren't 6 months old when it started. Let's go to the phones.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Let's go to, we'll talk to Ray Dittinger at 1245 today. Let's go to Benjamin in Downingtown. What's up, Benjamin?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Hi, Benjamin.
Hey, and you know what? I would argue that the Wu-Tang Clan is a better band than U2.
They're not bigger, though. So first off, there's better, and then there's
definitely
bigger.
Better. It's not even a question. I agree.
Benjamin, not even
they're,
a question.
They're not bigger. They're not...
I don't know, because there's like how many members of Wu-Tang? They all got their own thing, and they all been together, and they like on so many different levels, they're bigger.
You're just wrong, but that's okay. You've been wrong before.
I love it. Hey, as far as Jalen Hurts is concerned, this man has proven nothing in the city of Philadelphia, and I don't think he has earned that right to say right now he is the starter of this team. I think they do have a plan as far as people on this team are they need to fight for their position. I mean, of course, we have a few on the team that automatically have their position. We all understand that, but there are many that don't. And that they need to come to work every single day and prove that they deserve that spot on the field and to make this team a better team.
And you think he's one of them that needs to prove it?
Absolutely, positively. He only played in three games, and it wasn't lights out either. I mean, they were good games, but it wasn't
some good,
greatest.
Some bad. Yep, I get you on that. Benjamin, give me a famous movie quote.
From Apollo 13, how about Houston? We have a problem.
Yeah, good one right there. Hey,
that's good.
Go ahead, John.
They named him the starter last year.
Well, first off,
and now
game by game,
they've unnamed him the starter.
No, but that happens. You're saying that stuff like that doesn't happen. That happens all the time. All the time. It does.
Okay. I don't think it serves the team well. Because it happens doesn't mean it's an effective way to run your team.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing is,
there's no harm in saying he's the starter and then he loses the job.
I think there is harm, actually. I really do.
Why?
I think the organization would look silly. That's what I really believe.
Well,
that.
Too late to prevent that.
Well, more silly. Sillier. Silliest.
There's nothing that puts egg on your face if you've got a starting quarterback who gets beaten out because someone else is clearly better. That happens in football. That's fine. That's part of the game.
What's your reaction, John? And I don't think this is likely to happen, and I don't think it's even close to likely. But what happens, John, the day after the draft, if the Eagles with the 12th pick take Justin Fields? He's actually there, and they take Justin Fields.
Mm-hmm.
And they haven't yet traded Jalen Hurts. What happens on WIP that day?
I think you've got a lot of people.
All hell breaks loose. I'll answer the
question. Up in arms.
All hell breaks loose, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, now, it doesn't mean it's the wrong pick, but all hell breaks loose.
No, we can't say it's the wrong pick if they've identified that he's better than
exactly.
Jalen Hurts. Sure.
And I think my point is, 3 weeks before the draft or even 3 weeks ago, 6 weeks before the draft, you don't have to name Hurts the starter. I mean, I am certain that it is not 100% Jalen Hurts is going to be the starter. I'm certain of that. I think it's very likely. I think it's north of 80%.
I think it's likely, too, and that's why you do it. He's the best that we have right now. And things will change. Everyone expects things to change. And when they change, then you change too.
Well, that is an option.
There's no shame in
that. They clearly have not gone that way. Look, Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by the Casino at Delaware Park. Book daily fee golf at White Clay Creek Country Club. It's located on the grounds of Delaware Park. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. Today's question, should the Eagles name Jalen Hurts the starting quarterback now? A, yes. B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter.
I actually think it's shady. I think it's shady not to name him the starter.
And what
now.
Do you mean by that? What does that mean?
Because it seems like the obvious thing that you do. He finished the season as your starter. Now, what's changed? Joe Flacco? That's not enough for me to say, okay, now it's an open competition. But Joe Flacco's a guy who lost his starting job in the last three places he was. And he's like an elder statesman in the league now. He's a built-in backup.
What changed is the Eagles have the availability to get a different quarterback.
And if they do, then you cross that bridge.
I get your point. My main thing I keep coming back to is I think they are afraid and should be afraid of if they make that pivot, already having named Hurts the starter, egg on their face, they look even more ridiculous than the ridiculous way they already look ridiculous. I really believe that. I think they are gun-shy from a really rough last 365 days, bad press conferences from every notable person in the organization. The quarterback had bad press conferences, the last head coach did, the current head coach did, the general manager has, the owner did. I think they all had bad press conferences. They had a terrible season. There's been a lot of controversy, and I think that they are of the mindset on this particular issue to not make a declarative at this stage because they're afraid what happens if we pivot a month from now. And I don't think they're wrong to think that way.
Okay, I think it's wrong. I'd like to know more about my team. And I agree with you. It feels like they've taken on this idea, less is more.
Yeah.
You know, like with the Nick Sirianni thing. They're not putting him back out there except in these scheduled, scripted videos that they're posting on their website. Because they know they have to manage it.
Yeah.
That's messed up.
And they're trying to present
him as a bad sign.
I agree. They're trying to present him as X's and O's guy.
Yeah.
You know, let's put him in what is probably a more comfortable spot for him.
It's extremely transparent, and it should indicate to, like, even when they think they circumvent this laughing stock status, you can still read it like, man, this team doesn't have a clue.
Yeah, I mean, look, I said this, and I'll say it again. I think the Eagles should have gotten Sirianni out there more in March and April. Even just some low-hanging fruit easy shows. Like, he could do an hour in studio with Angelo. I think it would serve him well. If he's prepared for how to navigate questions that are probing about the quarterback situation. But even if you don't go on WIP with Angelo, you could just you do an NBC 10, do a 6 ABC, do a Channel 3, and go on one of the morning shows and get to know you. Who is Nick Sirianni? Let's get to know the guy. Go on Good Day Philadelphia with Mike Jarek. You know, like, just do an easy show where you're going to have a nice, comfortable conversation and present him to the Philadelphia market.
Sure.
They chose not to do that.
But I wonder if, you know, right now what we're talking about here, it would be a lot easier for them to name Jalen the starter if this coach didn't say we're going to compete at every position, even the quarterback position. I wonder how many of those instances where he has gone and said something that they're finding it difficult to walk back.
I don't think there's any question.
That prevents them from saying, oh, yeah, let's do the obvious and let him be more human and just talk like a guy out in the public. Because he's painted us into corners before. We're going to prevent that from happening again. So now, you know what? Mum's the word.
I think that's exactly what's going on.
It's a problem. Just like they muzzled Doug once upon a time. I think it's messed up that this organization – hires these guys that they don't have enough faith in to just let them be who they are.
I think that's true. Let's go to Billy T in Princeton. What's up, Billy T?
Fellas, oh, my God. It's crazy listening to this. We're talking about the guy hasn't even coached a football game yet.
Yeah,
let's give the guy a chance. I wouldn't hire a guy to be the football coach.
Billy T, let me ask you a question. Would you rather Sirianni get a chance with the first game, a first chance, or Vince Velasquez get a 6,753rd chance?
Oh, my God. Listen, I was watching that game last night.
Holy smokes.
And I vowed to get out of the recliner, go outside and loosen up the arm, see if I could spin a few sliders. This guy can't throw a strike.
And I thought the reason he was still around previously was because Matt Klentak had traded for him. Like, wasn't he one of Klentak's first big trades? He was part of
I think, if I recall, you may be right, John.
Yeah, that's why he was here. And now Klentak has been, you know, demoted. I thought for sure he'd be gone.
I'll tell you why I think
he's
here.
But here he is losing games for us.
That might have been a big part of it for a while. I think the main reason why he's here, he's got what is believed to be a live arm. He does.
Stop it, Joe.
But no, Billy T. I'm not supporting him being here. I'm just saying that's why I think he's here. The reality is he can't harness it. He can't.
That's not it. He doesn't have confidence in his stuff. Whether it's his curve, whether it's his fastball, he throws that stinking four-seam fastball that's flat. That is the most overrated pitch in baseball. A two-seamer across the seams, dragging your middle finger, spins the ball. That's why you get that movement in on a righty from a right-handed pitcher. I don't know what the hell this force.
Billy, if you get in shape, I will endorse you for the Phillies' long reliever.
Okay,
but I need 2 months of hardcore practice from you, and you really got to buckle down and get in shape. And I will advocate for that.
Joe DiCamera telling someone to buckle down and get in shape is something.
I will lead a show in June, Billy T, with the Let's Sign Billy T campaign, but you really got to commit to it. Billy T,
went 3 miles with 30 pounds on my back.
All right, that's not long. That's not enough. That's not enough.
Right, go 3 miles with 30 pounds at my age, it's enough.
All right, give me a famous movie quote, man.
Yeah. Make my day.
Ooh, there you go.
Clint Eastwood.
All right, buddy. Always good hearing from you, Billy Tay. Speaking of hearing from people, we'll hear from the Diddy. Ray Dittinger, 12:45. Does Ray think the Eagles should just name Hurts the starter? And what does he make of the fact that they haven't? Plus, Ray's reaction in the first 5 Phils games, the Sixers and the Flyers. Will get to it all. Ray Dittinger with us next for an entire hour at 12:45, that is. Phone calls all show on 94 WIP. Hey, I'm so excited baseball's back. We love it. It's a national pastime. There's nothing like watching a game. Maybe you got some great weather. Maybe you got a drink. Have some fun. And, of course, you can get in on the action with FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. If you've never bet on baseball before, now is the perfect time to give it a shot. FanDuel is letting new users swing for the fences risk-free. What does that mean? It means you'll get up to $1,000 back if your first bet does not win. I repeat, you'll get up to $1,000 back if your first bet doesn't win. And once you have an account, you can get up to $25 back each day if your same game parlay falls one leg short. That way you can combine bets from multiple games, multiple baseball bets, for an even bigger win all season long. There's a reason FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Their app, simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same game parlays, and always on promotions to let you get more action out of every game day. And when you win, they get your winnings fast in as little as 24 hours. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. You can download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up using promo code Hammer. I tell you all the time, promo code Hammer. Why? For the very best deals. To win big, promo code Hammer with FanDuel Sportsbook.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.